This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The state of Montana issues updated coronavirus infection numbers each Friday. As of Friday, May 27, 2022, Montana reports 277,497 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 1,281 new cases of coronavirus infection reported in the last week. 354 new cases in Gallatin County. That's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 169 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 146 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 105 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 102 new cases in Flathead County, Kalispell, Whitefish. And more new cases in 44 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 1,558. Montana has seen an increase in cases, and officials say that the current surge of cases is undercounted because people taking at-home tests may not report to the county health or state health departments. 3,400 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 1 million Americans have died. There have been 83,800,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. On Wednesday, Montana Free Press and Lee newspapers both reported that Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte in February called James Brown, an attorney, former lawyer for the state Republican Party, advocate for a prominent conservative dark money group, the American Tradition Partnership, and current Republican chair of the Public Service Commission, to encourage Brown to run for a nonpartisan seat on Montana's Supreme Court. That fact was reportable because Brown talked about it publicly in front of an audience at a Butte GOP candidate forum in mid-May, the same week that primary ballots were mailed to absentee voters. Partisan officeholders are allowed to endorse whomever they choose, including candidates running for the state Supreme Court. What is not permitted, according to Montana's Judicial Code of Conduct, is for judicial candidates to seek, accept, or use endorsements from a political organization or partisan or independent non-judicial officeholder or candidate. In the opinion of former Montana Supreme Court Justice Pat Cotter, who helped revise that code of conduct in 2008, Brown appeared to be approaching the line, if not crossing it, when he told the crowd that he'd been, in Cotter's words, solicited by the governor and supported by the governor in his run for judicial office. The coordinated Republican support for Brown in the primary and the ethical questions raised by that support remain unparalleled. State Democrats are not publicly endorsing judicial candidates as openly, if at all. Kyle Schmock, the communications director for state Senate Republicans, said nonpartisan races are a facade. But naked partisan influence on the judicial branch in appearance and in fact is precisely what the Code of Judicial Conduct is designed to guard against. Montana's Judicial Code of Conduct in its preamble says, "An independent, fair, and impartial judiciary is indispensable to our system of justice. Judges and judicial candidates," it says later, "should aspire at all times to conduct that ensures the greatest possible public confidence in their independence, impartiality, integrity, and competence." Helena police have issued a traffic citation to State Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson for a May 19th incident in which Arnson illegally passed a school bus that had its flashing lights on and its safety arm fully extended. The bus driver filed a report with police that a red Chevy Colorado pickup drove around the bus's fully extended crossing arm. The bus driver said he recognized Arnson behind the wheel and wrote down the license plate number of the vehicle she was driving. An investigating officer met with Arnson Thursday evening about the incident, after which police determined there was probable cause to charge Mrs. Arnson with violating state law in meeting or passing a school bus. She was issued a traffic citation and referred to City of Helena Municipal Court. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.